do something. My brother is innocent. He's an American
citizen. There's nothing I can do about that.
Of course there is. Back at the crime scene. That'll
prove... I'm a night clerk, okay? If you want someone who can really do something, you're going to have to wait for the consul. He gets in the morning. I'm sorry.
Then I'm going to cut it.
Your brother. Where do they have him incarcerated?
Sona. What?
The worst of the worst are there. Men no other prison can take. They rioted so badly a year ago, the guards pulled out. Just left them to themselves. A thousand thieves, rapists, murderers. The government just stays back, keeps the perimeter. To them, Sona's a one-way street. What goes in never comes out. Unless it's dead.
Diligence on this guy, and we need him moved to a facility that's a little more moderate. All right? Thank you. All right, the good news is, as of yesterday, you're a free man. You got nothing to worry about.
Just my brother.
Right. Well, that's a heck of a story, you two. That made the news even down here. And I understand you have a son as well,
yeah.
LJ, Lincoln Jr. He must be ecstatic about your exoneration.
Still trying to reach him.
Oh, hey, tell us where he is. We'll
let me handle that. Let's just focus on my call.
Okay, well, good news is that much of what you're saying is checking out at the crime scene. The victim did have a service revolver with U.S. government numbers on it. And if a weapon was found, then that lends real credence to self-defense as a motive.
Great. They, find anything else?
Like what?
The bag.
What was in it?
A little money.
Sorry.
Of course I did.
Yeah, well, whatever the case, regarding Michael, I have managed to make a little headway. I arranged for a transfer for your brother to another facility, effective tomorrow. It's a lot safer, it's a lot cleaner.
Great.
And if this is stacking up like I think it is, I'd be pretty confident the charges would be dropped.
He'd be free.
Well, he'd still face charges in the U.S.
But out of there.
Yes.
Please. Let's some water. Lightly.
What'd you say?
I didn't say nothing.
Drink. You hear me?
Drink.
Drink.
get used to it, man. I haven't eaten for days.
That's where you're wrong, and that's where you're gonna help me.
I will have a court date one of these days, and you will be there. I'm the stand.
And we'll tell the truth.
That you planted this, you set this up, and I'm gonna go home.
That's funny. I could have sworn you set this up.
I set this up.
I'm in here.
What does the company want with me? Why Panama?
Why do you think I know what they want?
They had me.
I did what they asked me to do. Arrest you in Panama, hand you over. It's old news, huh? This is the first day of the rest of our lives. How we work together, you know, help each other up.
Except every time I look at you, all I can see is the man who killed my father. You're on your own.
Here to say that once inside, you are on your own by the law. You're not protected by the military in case of an assault, and any attempt to assist an inmate trying to escape will be met with a lethal response.
Wouldn't dream of it.
You should have lost the cowboy boots.
You scared? I'm getting you out of here.
Oh, Link.
Listen, the consulate's arranged to transfer you to a safer facility until the trial, which is about a month. They say you got a good shot of walking out of here a free man.
When's the transfer?
Tomorrow. Just hold on, man. One more day.
You know, I keep waiting for you to mention a certain someone.
I don't know where she is now.
Well, you gotta find her.
I will.
She's important to me, Link. If anything happens to Sarah.
She's gonna be fine, man. I promise. See you tomorrow. All right?
NBA, tracing a grade, you're shooting the ball in the hoop from downtown.
Whatever you're selling, I'm not buying.
Selling? I just want to talk basketball. Who's your team?
Casco Blanco. Orientation.
I'm not interested.
It's not for you to decide.
Los guardas dicen que me tengo que ir en 15 minutos.
Bring him in. They haven't been treating you too poorly. I should hear of it if you have. I think, as you can tell, Sona is unlike any other place in the world. Since the rise of last year, they left us here to rot. They figured we would just destroy ourselves, but instead, we've thrived. With the canal, Panama is now a breeding ground for international crime. 27 different nationalities we have here, but not one gang. Not one racially motivated incident. It's just... me. Egalitarianism. You believe is a word? Huh? Did I get that right?
Right is right.
That's what practice does for you. Now, is there anything you want to tell me? Any history that you bring to this place I should know about? I don't think you're quite telling me the truth, Mr. Schofield. Oh, we get the news, man. You're quite the superstar on CNN. Man breaks brother out and flees to Panama. But you're not a superstar here. You realize that, don't you?
I'm not going to make waves.
No, it wouldn't be within your power. Heard about the two of you in the hall today. Now, if you would like to sort your problems out, it's very simple here. A man has a beef with another, he makes his problem known. And then we deal with it directly as men. Over there.
I'm finessed, sir.
You always shake like that? Huh? Or just when you're scared of someone? ¿Y tú? ¿Qué?
No me quieras, hombre. Yo no quiero morir.
We people rally around fame. They worship it. They're blinded by it. And as you can tell, there are many people of weak character behind these walls. Yes, they will follow a man like this. And they will put him on a pedestal. He has that charisma. Right, mommy?
He's not you.
You don't have to pander me, mommy. That's why I nominated him Maduro. Huh? He's good looking, right?
See? Si.
He's the best looking man in the prison, right?
Not compared to you.
I told you, mommy.
¿Quién sabe? Quizás.
¡Date, puta! ¡Date de aquí!
She's an American. She's missing.
We don't have any reports of anything like that.
But if you do, you call me. The number's on the back.
Okay, senor.
Anything, you call me, all right?
Will do.
Thank you.
Where'd you get shoes?
Time to start earning your rent around here.
There's no rent here. It's prison.
Keep talking. It's going up.
Here. Work time started right now.
Where? Hell no.
Absolutely not.
One more word from you, and I will drown you in here. You understand? Now, work. Burn it down in the sewers when you're done.
Represent you.
You're a lawyer?
Of sorts.
Court already appointed me a lawyer.
Then perhaps I can be of assistance in a different way.
Somehow I doubt that.
I got a lot of big guns behind me, Mr. Schofield. People you might like to have in your corner should you ever decide, say, break out of here.
Who are you?
We can assist you in every possible way once you get past that wall. There's a reason a guy like you with your skill set was put in here, you know.
This conversation's over.
You ought to hear what I have to say, Schofield. We're trying to do this the easy way.
extracurricular fights!
Doesn't happen here. He does something that belongs to me.
He's out of his mind.
Yeah, seems pretty easy to get to the bottom of this. Check his area.
No one like this has checked in.
No, senor.
You're absolutely sure?
Si.
Thanks. Yeah?
Mr. Barros, Captain Itzuris at the Constable's office.
We found an American woman matching the description of...
your friend, Miss Tancredi.
Where?
At the morgue.
What's he saying?
That we can't eat.
Where are we supposed to eat?
Por favor, no he comido entrada la semana de esta que llegué aquí, por favor.
They expect us to forage like dogs.
Now I'll die. I will literally die.
Hang in there, man.
Big picture note. Them big government types that shook me down so hard. Why is it they wanted you here? Was it Sona they was interested in? That's what I'm thinking. Want me to get you down here up in this very county? What do you think it is, huh? You think it's Sona?
Who'd be interested in a dump like this?
Runner! Runner!
Get it back to me.
No problem. The body was fished out of the pond first thing this morning.
Where?
Calle 66, just west of Avenida Colón. Sir?
It's the last place I saw her.
Thank you.
Haskell was throwing the glove down on you. The gauntlet, right?
Yeah, except we both know I didn't take those drugs.
I'm not a judge. I don't deal in the claims people make. I just make sure the rules are followed. And the rules say all grievances are dealt with. Two men in the ring, a fight.
I'll be leaving tomorrow, so that won't be necessary.
It may not be necessary to you, but it is to me. I have a duty to maintain order here. And I am glad Naples has been assured that no one goes independent with a grievance as a source in case of other prisons. Here, there's a system. And that system means order. So whether you agree with it or not does not matter to me. There's a larger agenda than yours.
What happens if I refuse?
We'll come for you. And I can guarantee you that is an outcome that you will not like.
Tell me something. You always set up your fights.
I had nothing to do with it.
And yet the only one in this whole prison who has a problem with me is you.
I'll be glad to see you go down, superstar.
Just like they're gonna let you die.
Get back to the feed me part.
Chicken, man. Where'd you get chicken?
That's not chicken. Want some more?
Yeah.
Then you're gonna have to run an errand for me.
What kind of errand?
Yeah.
Dad, it's me.
LJ, where are you?
I'm in Panama.
What? How'd you get his number?
I ran into Sarah. She got your number from the consulate.
Dad, I'm
LJ,
right now.
I can't hear
Dad,
you.
Do this.
Meet us at the restaurant in the Garfield Price building at the top.
Garfield what?
Hey. They're...
I'm just kidding, man. Tranquilo.
Surely it's beneath a man of your status to be walking around like that. Oh, sticky like.
Hey, leave him. What do you propose?
Ablution. Humble sign of friendship from a stranger who's coming to your house. Sorry about that. Just half a man down here.
So
need no tailor.
You can just call me friend.
Go for the kneecap. You hit it straight on with a buckle and take the guy out of commission.
Fighting dirty? That's your secret.
I didn't think there was any such thing as clean in a place like this.
You're more surprised, Alex. It almost sounds like you care.
Now I get out of jail free, Carl. Just survive. He got really hard.
I condone neither, and I wash my hands of both of them. But they have an issue, and we have rules. And without rules, we're nothing but savages. Therefore, the proper respect for the rules. This fight is engaged with only one rule. No weapons. Only man versus man, without augmentation or handicap. I'm done talking. Comes out alive.
Thank you. Oh, excuse me. You have no jacket.
Oh, come on, man. I'm just meeting someone. Give me a break.
Well, this is a nice place. It requires jackets.
Well, I don't have a jacket.
It requires jackets.
Fine.
Excuse me. You speak English? How about American?
Grab a water, please.
Please tell me you didn't come all the way to Panama for the water.
Family.
That's a nice jacket, Sergio.
It's a long story. Thank you.
You're waiting for someone, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I should have known. Good-looking ones are always taken.
What happened to your face?
Cat.
Cat. It's a big cat.
When you push anything too far into a corner and the claws will come out.
Your timing's all wrong, lady.
Oh, come on, hang out.
I'd like to. But it ain't the right time.
Yes, it is, Lincoln. We have a lot to discuss. Specifically, your brother. I highly suggest you talk to him.
Aquí, a menos que la familia vengan a hacer los propios arreglos.
Some people that want you to break someone out of there.
Yeah, I know. Some guy already approached me. I said, no, thank you.
You gotta stay.
What are you talking about?
His name's James Whistler.
No, Mike, I can't do that again.
Mike.
Talk! Dad. I'm so sorry. They got me and Sarah. Please,
Do what they want, Dad, please.
You got a week to find this Whistler guy. Get him out of there. Otherwise, they, Sarah and LJ, they both die.